Hey, Jacob.
Hey, Craig.
Are you going to build a proton pack this year?
I'm planning on it. Yes.
It's been a while since you've had a pack. Is this correct?
It is. And it's annoying me. It's been too long.
I think I'm going to join you because the fact that I was even able to build two proton packs a couple years ago is insane. Can you believe I built a proton pack?
The reason I don't believe that is because I've owned two and I've had to have massive amounts of help.
Well, here's the deal. GBFans.com. Our good friend AJ Quick has been running this website for literally 24 years.
Yeah.
So GBFans.com is where we are going to be sourcing all of our parts for our proton pack builds. AJ is a great guy. He runs a great website. I call him a friend, but I'll tell you what, I am stressed out because there is so many parts and so many things that you have to buy in order to build a proton pack. But the best part about GBFans.com is not only the shop, it's the forum. That's where you go to learn.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot over the years.
I remember my early days of GB fandom, spending hours in that forum reading about how to build proton packs.
Yeah. So if you're interested in building a proton pack or learning more about the history of how proton packs came together, which parts were used to make them, you can find it all at GBFans.com. And we just got aluminum wands. We're talking neutrona throwers made of complete aluminum bodies. They are incredible. And they are now up for pre-order at GBFans.com. Were you super excited to get yours?
Yeah, I mean, I slept with mine last night. This is the most comprehensive Ghostbusters website out there. Anything you can think of Ghostbusters related lives on this website.
Absolutely. And even if you're brand new to Ghostbusters, maybe you're not a big cosplayer, maybe you've never built a prop before, you can get started with something simple like a flight suit. You get your custom patch, your Ghostbusters 1 logo, or as everybody knows at Yes Have Some Podcast, our preference, the Ghostbusters 2 logo patch. So head over to GBFans.com. Tell AJ that YHS sent you. Actually, don't email him.
Leave him alone. He's running the whole site by himself. He's a busy man.
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
As we embark on another mission of ghostbusting, that's right, YHS Podcast is again going to be traveling to the world premiere of Ghostbusters. This time, it's a frozen empire. We've moved past Afterlife and are on to the future of Ghostbusters. And as we all know, in 1983, when Dan Aykroyd, Ivan Reitman, and Harold Ramis huddled up in the basement of a residence in the wonderful Martha's Vineyard to write Ghostbusters, well, rewrite it, because what Dan Aykroyd wrote was, as they called, unfilmable. I believe that's the quote from Ivan Reitman. They put it together. They made this incredible movie. We've dedicated our lives to loving it, being fans of it, covering it. And somehow the three of us have managed to make it to the red carpet. Next week, we will be on the red carpet with a live stream from the world premiere of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. But until then, you're just going to have to deal with a classic, stressful, unprepared, yet charming, dare I say, episode of Yes Have Some Podcast.
Is there
Well, no. Music?
That was great, but I like that you're like, until then, you're going to have to deal with this episode. This comes out Monday, Tuesday, yeah. It starts. We're in New York.
Sure.
And I'm sure that we're going to have content daily while we're there.
Absolutely.
We'll be posting on the, probably a lot on the Instagram, on the Patreon exclusive Instagram. We'll probably get a lot of love next week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a big week. So hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Craig Goldberg. As always, I am here with my wonderful co-hosts, Abigail Gardner.
Hey, I'm calling you off the cuff Craig tonight.
Thank you. And Jacob Walsh.
Hey, how's it going?
On the cuff, Jacob Walsh.
Yes, always. Yes.
You never go on the cuff. I'm excited, man. We've got such a big week coming up, and we had a big week last week, and we'll get into Firehouse Fridays and all that. Jacob, I want to kind of get into your head a little bit. For as long as this buildup has been, for as long as we've been sitting on this content, for as long as we waited for another Ghostbusters movie, does it somehow feel like it's moving too fast at this point? Like, it feels stressful.
It is. Yeah, it's always stressful. It's like it feels really slow, and for months it feels like we're never going to get to where we are right now. But now that we're here, that it's like a classic thing. You wait for Christmas, and then Christmas right. comes, and you're like, "Oh, I wasted it, and it's gone now."
Yeah,
and that's how it feels. It. Yeah, and I don't know, like we were able to release our first video, and that was really fun, and it was cool, except for those two guys on YouTube who thought 2 minutes wasn't long enough for them.
Or the guy who's really upset about puking.
Oh, there was a guy that started a multitude of comments. Yeah, I saw that.
I loved it. I loved reading through that. That guy seems to be upset every week. So I can't. I'm sorry, dude. We're doing our best. But I'm excited to start getting this stuff out there. And you know what? There is a much longer than 2 minute version of that slime video that exists sure. yeah. and will be seen. But right now we're working under parameters. We're official. We're Sony delegated, what we can and what we can't put in that video. So for right now, 2 minutes is what you get. I tell you this, next week's video, I think it's longer than 2 minutes.
I think it's right? like 5 minutes.
It's going to be long.
And hey, a lot longer. I'm not going to say what the video is, but I don't think anybody else has done it yet.
No, it's a good
one. We will be the first people, hopefully, unless Adam Savage puts a video out on Thursday.
Same thing. Usurps us.
That should funny. Be some good stuff. So
yeah. And Abby, I was surprised. If you haven't seen the Firehouse Friday video, we put it on all of our platforms and it's doing really well. So thank you guys for watching YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you get your content. It's there. We did our Making Slime video with Doug. We're going to have Doug on the show at some point. He's going to come on. Doug McCarthy, special effects guy, really amazing guy. Mm-hmm. He's been a fun follow on social media. We've gotten to know him a lot better. Like, we only hung out with him for like 20 minutes when we first met him. But now over the last year, we've gotten to know him and talk to him and exchanged gifts. And he's a great guy. But Abby, I was after all of the cuts and edits we've been making on these videos, I was shocked they let us include the pukey puppet. I know. Unbelievably shocked.
Even when I was watching it, I was like, wow, this is rare. And very cool that I saw someone made that comment on about like us. How did Sony let you do all this? Is that true?
Yeah, on Twitter.
That's what I thought.
There was a guy who was like, I cannot
someone
imagine.
Who might have worked with Mr. Sony before.
No, it's fine. Well, listen, they are in the middle of putting out a movie. They have to have full control over all the official marketing efforts. And they let us go to set and hang out and do things we never thought we'd get to do. So whatever they want, we're going to do it. And we're going to give it to the people and it's going to be great. But yes, somebody did say a comment that was like, I cannot imagine what you had to do to get approvals to post this. And we can lift the curtain a little bit. It's not necessarily like approvals. Basically, like, we have been given carte blanche to just make the videos we want to make. And then they have to be submitted for revisions and notes and things like that. It's like anything else, any other marketing.
And clearly a lot of the notes are technical notes and things that just like, some of the notes came through and they were things that none of us even thought about, but it was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. This should probably come out, stuff like that. But we did put that pukey puppet in that video 100% thinking they were going to tell us to take it out.
Yeah.
Based on other notes we've been giving.
Right.
And they did. Yeah. So it's in there.
So it's in there. And Pukey rules. And we love him and we adore him. And like, holy shit. I was so glad when Pukey showed up in that one trailer because we've been on this Pukey train since last June.
That doesn't sound. Don't call it a Pukey train.
Pukey train. Well, you I don't like the way plane. That sounds. You were drawing Pukey on a plane on the way back from England.
I did. It's the sequel to Snakes on a Plane.
I'm like, I'm
going to
make this work.
No, we love Pukey. He's a great new addition. Well, I can't wait to see him in action, rolling around. He's cute. He's menacing. Abby, he
somersaulting.
He checks all the boxes that you
every
want.
Every single box when it comes to like cute little kind of like off-putting or like something's a little just not quite right, but like aggressive and gross and just everything that I love.
We need some plastic vinyl Sufubi pukey. We mm-hmm. need some Sufubi.
We need somebody to get ink on them.
Pukey.
We need some pukey.
Yeah.
The thing that I like about pukey is that, you know, one of the thing, you know, if you go back and watch Ghostbusters 1 and Ghostbusters 2, like, you could probably count the amount of ghosts that have screen time, like, on one hand. It's just not sure. a ton of stuff. And, you know, when Afterlife came out, I love Muncher. Muncher's great. But Muncher did get a lot of, you know, people compared Muncher to Slimer a lot.
Right. Right
and,
right.
And a lot of people were like, oh, is that why does Slimer look like they just straight up called him Slimer? My
right.
mom mm-hmm. thought that was Slimer. And I was like, Mom, you don't be an idiot. Come on. And so Pukey is new and, you know, is gross and fun and is a, you know, a new great addition. It doesn't look like Slimer in any kind of way.
No.
And hopefully, and, you know, people aren't making those dumb little comparisons. It's just a new ghost.
Just a new guy. And mm-hmm. and he's cute, and I think he's going to be the star of the show. In fact, yeah. in a movie with like 25 Ghostbusters, I'm here for Pukey.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for Pukey.
Same. Hey,
but before
I, you know, get him some Tums or something. Why is he puking so much? Maybe let's see what's up with his diet.
Check
he's probably
that.
Got a little. Hey, I empathize with him because I also have acid reflux. You know, I want to help the little guy.
Holy you know? Shit, Abby! I had a new acid reflux symptom recently. My mm-hmm. neck was hurting. Have you guys had that one?
Is that a
is this a joke?
Of acid reflux? Or?
No, it was I was having acid reflux and I was just having pain like in and around like my neck. But you know, oh, I took some chewable Rolaids.
Yeah, I was like, this is a podcast, not a doctor's office. I wish I could help you.
Well, listen.
I'm sorry, I am. You have my empathy.
As we get older, time out. When we started this podcast, like, you know, we were all in our early 30s. Now that we are moving closer to 40, or at least I am next week. You're going to hear more about Rolaids and Tums and, mm-hmm. and
they've,
you know.
they've become a part of every meal for me. Tums. Like literally when we're all hanging out, I'll be like, hey, you guys need any Tums?
You're like complimenting the
Greg,
meal
you
with
need a Tums?
Flavor.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You're crushing your Tums and sprinkling it on your pasta.
Say oh, when.
Dude.
That's so funny. Well, hey, so obviously I want to talk about the world premiere and getting into all that, but I think it would be cool to finally peel back the curtain a little bit on, you know, the Making Slime video and just give a little context around it. Obviously, we've talked about how we were in England for a couple of days and we got to visit the set for a couple of days. But for context, this Making Slime event was one of the first things that happened when we got to set. And they gave us phones to use on set, right? They gave us each an iPhone. This is like, this is what you'll capture all your content with. We didn't even have those yet. Like they hadn't even this issued us. Yeah.
Yeah. This was early. This was first day type, like not knowing what was happening. Thought mm-hmm. we were just, you know, hanging out, meeting up with Eric. And I think right before this, we, you know, if you watched the Adam Savage video, there's some shots of him watching a video in Ooh. There. They showed us that same video as well. We watched that video first. And then yep. when it was over, they were like, we got a surprise for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Abby, when they said, hey, we have a surprise for you guys, what did you think it was?
Well, I assumed that Bill Murray or like Paul Rudd and Carrie King were out there. Because I was like, of course, it's us.
Yes. So, Paul Rudd's holding a sign that says, welcome, YHS.
Welcome, Carrie Coons in her like Gilded Age dress just for me. No, definitely not. That is not what happened. What happened was still very cool. We were able to make slime and... Yeah. We were able to meet Doug, who's become a friend, and we were like, we all just agreed, not really prepared to film. That ended up being something that like Eric and
Catherine,
of course, super nice, very, very helpful person.
On set marketing yeah, really person. Yeah.
Sweet person. So yeah, it was kind of like what they filmed of us. And you get to see our like wonder and excitement. And it is something that like when I've gone back and watched the video, I'm like, wow, that was really cool, like to see stuff that we made that ends up in the movie. That rolls.
Yeah, and Jake, the part I like, so there's the part of the video where it cuts to us in the back.
Mm-hmm.
that was later on that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like much later.
Right? We were like, frankly, just wandering around, probably going places we shouldn't have been going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that was during, you know, we were actually filming for another video that will be coming out. And we were kind of behind one of the sets, just doing our own thing. And that all happened organically with Doug showing up with our slime that we had made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looked it like it couldn't have worked out better, but the way he comes in with the two buckets is so funny.
Out of the delivery room.
And he actually, so, you know, it's not really featured too heavily in this video, but it was teased in the other one. We all got to keep a jar of the slime. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said on GB on the GB fans forum, he didn't even tell me this. He replied to somebody's thing on GB fans, said the slime that he gave us was from the batch that him and Adam Savage made the week before.
That's cool.
Slime it forward.
That appreciates that's the value.
So funny.
That's which, so funny. Yeah, now we have Adam Savage slime. By the way, I really like, I love Adam Savage. I think what he does is...
Let's get him on here.
Yeah.
Let's get him on the show. Somebody
can
out
we
there
do that?
Him.
Somebody listening, can somebody... I mean... We probably know somebody who could help us out, but
I literally am thinking of four people right now who could directly help us out.
Yeah.
Including our friend Jamie, who used to be on Mythbusters. Just kidding. I just thought that would be a funny thing to say. That's the other guy's name, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you will see on my face that I was confused by what you're saying.
Well, I kind of feel bad in the pantheon of famous duos.
Like
one,
Siegfried and Roy.
One always ascends, you know.
Well, those two didn't really like each other.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. And I always get sad. It's like
they liked each other. They've talked about it. They liked working with each other, but they didn't really. They didn't hang out outside of work. They weren't friends otherwise. Yeah.
It's what happens with every Ghostbusters franchise. Mm-hmm. Too many.
That's why there's 10 Florida franchises.
Yeah. Too many myths trying to be bust. It busted. Ugh, I can't talk. Anyways, Abby, anything else on making slime? Any fun anecdotes or memories from those moments?
I mean, it's covered in the video. The fact that we realized it was edible and made all sorts of goofs about that. It was just really fun. It felt like an exclusive thing. And I was really happy to do it. It's like a fun kitchen experiment.
So. Right. It's like going
No, I was just going to say, Abby, something that I think is very funny is that... in the video, you know, I taste the slime and I say it's not bad. And then you taste the slime.
Yeah.
I faked that. I did not put any of that shit in my mouth, nor would I ever do that. But then you did it. And I never noticed it until Craig pointed it out when we were doing
editing. I do my
own
stunts.
But I was like, oh, I was just joking. And Abby actually ate it.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I
it's
love
not
that.
Bad.
Yeah.
I have a little piece of Ghostbusters that's like always with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope.
Forget.
It's getting weird. No.
I mean, it's
like gum.
Edible.
It takes 40 years to digest.
So
it is edible. Like it's all plant-based stuff, but still there's no way I would ever put that willingly in my mouth.
Well, there's a texture thing.
You just add a little sugar.
I didn't even want to touch it. Like I'm such
a
pansy.
I know.
Yeah, let alone eat it.
And you cut that part out of the video where I get onto you for like not even wanting to touch it.
We'll do, but I think once the movie's out and things in the dust kind of settles, we'll do like YHS extended cuts of some of the videos. Yeah. We'll just do it. Yeah. But it was really cool. It was really fun. And you know, just you can. In the Adam Savage video, he's making slime and they're kind of like in a very well lit like corridor of one of the workshops and it's very quiet and they're just doing their thing. Like we're in the middle of like this warehouse. There's stuff going on. There's other people in the background, a lot of machinery. It's really loud. Mm-hmm. Man, what a crazy thing. It was so fun. But really, more than anything, thank you guys for watching it and supporting us. And we can't wait to keep putting out more of these videos. We're going to have one a week for at least the next 6 or 7 weeks. So isn't that exciting to say?
Yeah, finally? I'm so happy to hear you say that.
God.
Well, I was like, I didn't want to post anything about, you know, like on my personal Facebook, you know, I wanted to be like, hey, this Friday or, you know, this thing that I worked hard on is going to come out. And I didn't even want to post it because I was scared that it was going to get pushed the next week or it might, the day might change or something. So I was like, I'm going to wait until we know for sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I get it. I get it. So yeah, look out for more from us on Firehouse Fridays. And we got some really cool stuff coming up. Some really fun stuff. I'm really excited about next, next week's video. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too. So, hey, okay. Speaking of next week, I feel like there's so much going on that I can't even keep up with it. But
yeah,
Abby.
Yeah.
Walk me through. Mm-hmm. We're going to New York Tuesday.
Yes.
For the world premiere.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the movie. Let's do like a final hype on the movie because I think there's been. I actually stopped looking at the social clips they're releasing because it's too. At this point, it's too much. Mm-hmm. It feels like five times a day there's something I haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
Abby, what is your hype level on Frozen Empire after all this build?
Well, although we do know what we know and we've seen what we've seen with what's been released on social media and trailer wise, there's still like, an entire, like, how long is this movie? Like 2 hours, hour and a half? There's a lot of stuff that we haven't seen.
Right. Yeah. I think the runtime that's been going around is like an hour 50. It's like the same length as GB1 and GB2.
So when you think about that, like compared to how much footage has actually been released, there's going to be a lot of stuff that we just can't even imagine that we don't know the story behind. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that part and like digesting it. Just being like present there, you know, for the big night, like while we're all together watching a movie, I think that's a really special thing. And I think that's the moment that I'm looking forward to the most is like being inside the theater once the movie starts, because I remember some of that energy from, Comic-Con when we saw Afterlife premiere and, then even way back to Answer the Call, which I guess I'm getting fond of those memories now. Like, I just
nostalgia.
Yeah, the buzz of everyone being in the same area and all of us watching something together for the first time is really exciting, and it's once in a lifetime. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Jacob, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, it's hard. It's, you know, I can't even talk. Like, we just being like completely transparent, we do know a lot about the movie, and that's impossible to not when you're on set for 4 days, you know, watching scenes be filmed and
taking notes.
We've seen everything. Like, we've seen a lot. We know a lot of stuff about what's going to happen in this movie. Mm-hmm. But to me, it kind of makes the hype even more so because there are certain scenes that I know are going to be in this movie that I just want to see so badly. You know what I mean? There are certain aspects that I really can't wait to see how it was pulled off and how it's going to look. And then stuff that we might have seen when we're on set, I want to see that. I want to see it all put together.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to see this movie. And like Abby said, it's going to be, it's crazy to think about. We're going to go from basically doing interviews on the red carpet straight into watching the movie is kind of, it's a little overwhelming, but
I literally got stressed. Like, I hope there's time to grab a snack and a pee break.
Oh, we're getting Cliff Bars. We're going to the grocery store.
Yeah. I was thinking about General it earlier. Mills. I was like, we need to go ahead and find a diner that's open late that night. Cause you know, there's going to be probably like a 4 or 5 hour window where we're there.
Yeah.
And not eating anything, which is fine, but it's like,
I'm thinking about that.
We're going to be so jacked by the time that movie's over.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so ripped.
We're going to be,
we're doing pushups.
Yeah. No,
I'm going to bring some of those Ghostbuster energy drinks. We'll bring some of those.
Chugging, dude, slime chugs.
Cool. I'm dipping stuff in slime.
Doing some slime chugs. So basically we, feel so fortunate and so lucky that we are going to be stationed on the red carpet. And we're being afforded the opportunity to do cast and crew interviews. And because it's us, we have to make everything as stressful and complicated as possible. We've elected to live stream it all on YouTube.
God, how can we complicate this perfect situation?
Right, exactly. So you will be able to tune in on the YouTube page, youtube.com/@YHS podcast, starting at around 5 o'clock on Thursday. And we are going to listen. We're just going to do it.
So this time we're not going to be able to cut out being once again ignored by Bill Murray. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
We're going to catch that on camera, so everyone else has to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we won't be able to lie about it and be like, every time I'm like, guys, I was standing like 5 feet from Bill Murray. And, and like, you guys know it was like 25 feet, but actually it was like 5 feet, but
it was like 5 feet.
But if he, listen, we're not getting ignored this time. We're going to be
sharing that experience with you, which is what's really great.
Yeah. And I'm excited, man.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but
this is
the thing I'm most stressed about over the weekend. And it's not, I'm not stressed that we're going to be talking to these people or whatever, because like, we're good at that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I am stressed that we're going to have to Monday when I get to Atlanta, we're going to have to sit down and like write out questions for these people, because this is the kind of thing you can't just wing it on the spot. Like, we can wing it with Logan. We know Logan. You know what I mean? We can wing it with Dan probably, because I feel like we have so much things that we would want to say to Dan.
We're going
to
prepare. I agree.
But like with Annie Potts and Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon and Bill, you can't say the wrong thing to Bill Murray. I don't want to be that person. So it's like, to me, it's the biggest stress possible. If Bill Murray ends up, if we talk to him, which is possible, what do you say?
Well, I think the thing for me is like, I want them to feel like, hey, these are better red carpet questions than I'm going to get from
That's what I mean.
Entertainment Tonight down the
road. They can't be dumb questions, and they can't be, we can't like put our cards on the table and be like, we're the biggest Ghostbusters fans of all time, you know? And what at 1 hour and 13 minutes into Ghostbusters 1, whenever, you know, Lewis Tully is walking by the door, what's that? What's the TV what's on the TV? We can't ask those kinds of questions.
What a specific Chris Stewart reference.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Chris Stewart and Zach Myers asking like the craziest like questions that nobody
knows. We're not asking minutia factoid questions. And I think we've been preparing for this for 8 years. So I would say we've been to the red carpet twice now to see Ghostbusters premiere, a premiere of a Ghostbusters movie. So I think as fans and as like,
cut to a week from now where it's like, well, there was a lot of people there. We did get
a lot of people. The connection was bad.
Talked to Logan again.
Talked with Logan's parents.
Logan and Gil.
Brandy.
Talked to McKenna's mom. And
McKenna's dog. We have Gizmo's doing well with Gizmo. that would be an honor if we got that footage.
We met this guy named Carl. He just works there. He was great. I do want to ask good questions. I don't want it to be like, what was it like to be a Ghostbuster? You know, but it's gotta be good. So you guys will see us having panic attacks in real time.
Yep.
But we'll look good.
Mm-hmm.
We will look good. And we're going to be,
so much drama. It'd be so fun.
We're going to start
red carpet.
We're going to start so much drama. We're going to be like, hey Celeste, I heard McKenna talking bad about you. And then when McKenna gets up and be like, hey McKenna, Logan had some really unkind things to say about you. And then when Finn comes up, I'm gonna be like, how are those hot wings on Hot Ones? Did you enjoy those? None of that's gonna happen. No. We're gonna just have a good time. It's gonna be great. No, I'm not gonna do anything.
Professional. We got the khakis. We're not wearing khakis.
No, we have them.
That's the person.
The khaki jumpsuit. Are we have them? Do we need to bring our jumpsuits?
I'm not bringing mine. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. I thought we had a conversation where you said we should bring them just to have them, just in case we wanted to.
I thought about that, but then now I'm thinking now here, by the way, we're now no longer podcasting. We're just
I'm like, I'm bringing two jumpsuits. One is formal, one is denim, one's for the party, one's for the premiere.
So I'm thinking about it. We're going to get there Tuesday.
Not your traditional there.
Still going. And people want to know.
What are you talking about?
Her clothes.
Where to suit.
Okay, listen. Tuesday, we're going to get there. AJ doesn't even get there till like 5. So we're going to,
what time do we get there? Do we get there early?
Like 11. So we're going to have to like leave our bags at the hotel and go kill time for a couple hours. Then okay.
We've got, that's easy.
Wow.
We got,
ooh.
Oh, I'm going to have to find the closest cat, go to a bookstore.
Listen,
oh,
no. And then we're going to, we got friends coming in from all over. We're going to be doing a lot of how you doings and hellos. And
I'm not.
I know you're not, but I will.
Yes, I am. Okay. They can talk. Yes. People talk. I'm just joking.
It's a special occasion.
Ron's going to be there. Hey.
At the release of the Ghostbusters movie.
Where's Mitchell staying? Is Mitchell staying in our hotel?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, don't say it, Ab. Don't say that hotel. I know I can see
it. I'm excited.
It.
I'm just excited that. It.
Y'all know it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And then Wednesday, well, we have our party Wednesday night, the YHS nuclear, whatever we call it, unlicensed premiere party. Listen, it's sold out. I wish you could all be there. A lot of you will be. Some of you won't. Yeah. But that's okay. We'll do content. We'll get video and all sorts of stuff. No, we won't. It's a speaking.
Someone else will get pictures. We're not going to be getting content.
Somebody.
The party's for having fun. I'm not working at the party.
Okay. All right.
We got friends, yeah.
We got a friend. I have a friend. I'll make a friend. It's going to be Carl from the theater. Carl.
Oh, no.
Carl, we wish you we would have met you yesterday. You're going to take pictures of us at our party.
The party is, you know what? The party is the one thing you don't, like, that's a special thing. It's a small group of people. If, you know, sure, there'll be photos, but, you know, if you want content from the party, just come to the party because that's it. This is not for everybody.
There you go. Look at that.
Stays there.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's going to be Wednesday. And then Thursday, there's just, you know, there's stuff going on around town. There's, I mean, listen, first of all, if you guys have been paying attention to the Discord, all of the actors are doing different TV shows all around town all week. So it's like, McKenna's on Kelly Clarkson and Patton Oswalt's on The View and Carrie Coon's doing stuff and Kumail. So it's just like, there's going to be Ghostbusters fever taking over New York. It's going to be a real Frozen Empire out there, I think.
That's what they said.
That's what the news said. So yeah, it's going to be a busy, hectic couple days. And Friday, my birthday's Saturday, but we're flying back Saturday. So I'm designating Friday as my birthday.
Yeah.
I want a hot tub jacuzzi water slide.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We're getting you a cake.
I want all those things.
Yeah.
Let's aim a little lower. I'm not sure the jacuzzi is going to happen.
How does the lobby party sound?
I don't want a lobby party.
I think that sounds good.
As much as I love...
Unofficial.
As much as I love the Central Michigan Ghostbusters of Lower Detroit by way of Nebraska, I don't want to hang out with them for my birthday. No, they can come. That's not a real group. I just made that up. Yeah, I just want to hang out and get a good dinner and, you know, that's it. It's going to be good. We're in New York. It's my favorite city in the world. I cannot wait. And I'm turning 40 and you only do that once. How will my 40s be different than my 30s? I hope we get more, as many ghosts.
More pain. And that's it. More existential dread.
Yeah, probably more loss. Wow. Just getting deep, getting dark. Wow. No, it's going to be great. I just hope there's more Ghostbusters movies.
Yeah.
I think there will be. There's going to be a lot more Ghostbusters everything.
Well, we're both celebrating a 40th anniversary this year, me and Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I can't wait. Anything else on premiere week?
No.
What's the okay? Let me round table, Abby. Mm-hmm. What is the absolute? I know you already kind of said this. So besides watching the movie, which obviously we're all excited about, what's the other thing that you're most excited about?
I mean, we already discussed this, but
say my birthday. Say my birthday.
Your 40th birthday. Thank you. Think that's it's going to bring a lot of loss. No, I'm just kidding. I'm looking forward to your birthday, but I'm probably most looking forward to being on the red carpet and having access to have conversations on that. That's like what we were just talking about. That's actually something that since 2016, when I was at the Answer the Call premiere with y'all in my khaki flight suit with like all my Holtzman stuff, which still have fond memories of. I remember being in the bleachers and being like telling Craig, and thinking about this, like as I went home or as I rode like an Uber to the airport, I was like, I want to be on the other side, like at some point. Like I really want to be like bleachers were really awesome and super fun, but like there's just a part of me that like had that taste. And yeah,
well, even
after 8 years, we are sort of unofficially licensed doing fun stuff. So
I was just gonna say the difference is Abby said, I want to be one of the reporters. And I was like, I want to be one of the actors.
I'll be happy just to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Jacob, how about you? What besides the movie, what's the one thing you're looking forward to?
I mean, it's just the same thing Abby said, just like all the stuff we're going to get to do. And we are going to get to hang out with friends that we don't get to see it that often. I'm really happy that Jakey's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get to hang out with Jakey and, you know, do some stuff around town with him. And, you know, Ron and Mitchell, like we do have some good friends that are coming. And I think that's going to be fun to share this experience with them. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I know we got friends from all over. I know Matt Provencal is going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he's been on our show a couple times, but never met him in person.
Never met in person, yeah.
Yep.
I wonder if he's tall. We'll find out.
Strange Glow is going to be there.
Yep.
Strange Glow is going to be there.
It's going to be fun. Like, there's just, like, a lot of people. I mean, I was thinking about this earlier. Like, I know we've been doing YHS for, like, I mean, we've been doing it for 8 years at this point.
Yeah.
And it's, like, We've gotten to do a lot of really cool stuff, and it feels like just everything gets better and better. But we have like my circle of like actual friends has grown because of YHS, you know, and like you were just talking about Matt Provencal, like that's a dude we've been talking to for years, never met him in person, like, and we're gonna get to do that this weekend. And you know, people like Andrew Bayless, who listens to us from fucking feels like another world, you know? So it's just cool that everybody's going to be here and we're going to get to like hang out.
We're blowing up everybody's like, some people have like, I think the thing is, I feel like the premiere.
John's coming.
Yeah. John. AJ, I mean, there's a lot of people. I feel like the premiere invites were way more limited this year. So maybe some people are like hesitant to be like, oh, I don't want to brat. Just do it, man. If you're getting the opportunity.
If one thing Ghostbusters fans love to do, it's fucking brag about the most mundane things ever. So
you
can say you got, like, it's okay. If you're going, you can say you're going.
Just found the actual J. Crew Peter Venkman orange coat with the appropriate elbow patches. I don't think it's J. Crew, actually. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't matter. You got one, brag about it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is gonna be fucking awesome. Holy shit, I love Ghostbusters. It's my favorite thing in the world. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's even including human beings and cats, it's my favorite thing in the world. Besides you two and all my cats.
Mm-hmm.
But it's equal. All right. Well, we're gonna be there. If you see us, come say hi, have a chat. We love meeting our listeners, and we consider you all a part of the YHS universe and family. Cannot wait to get out to New York. Safe travels to everybody, by the way. Mm-hmm. And listen, travel can be stressful, right, Ab?
Yeah. Let us know when you all land.
Do you have any text us when you get
as
there.
As you land, yeah, text us. Text YHS.
Do you have any travel tips for people to avoid stress and anxieties?
Let's see. I would say wear comfortable shoes and super soft, comfortable socks.
Yeah. Yep.
And I have an app that I use on my phone for anxiety called Sanvelo. Oh. And there's really good meditations on there. So I would say, you know, whatever thing that calms you down, if you try that, that's cool. If you have something else, but give yourself a little second. I'm going to try to do the same for myself.
That's not a paid ad, by the way.
That's just me being for, I was like, I got a message from them like a year or so ago that was like, you're our top fan or something. And I was like, that means I'm like the most.
You have the most anxiety of anybody.
I have the most anxiety of anyone. Anyway. Yeah, no, it's true. And I mean, well, between social anxiety and travel anxiety and leaving your cats, your pets, and loved ones, and toy anxiety. Yeah. have a moment for yourself. I'm going to try to do that. So if you see me, we'll check in. It'll be good.
Yeah, there you go. But if you're standing by yourself in a corner and you give them the cold shoulder, it's only because you're having a you moment. It's not because of them. I need, listen, we know you all have anxiety.
Me, not you. Yeah.
You all have anxiety. You would not be listening to YHS and being a Ghostbusters fan if you didn't have some anxiety.
Yeah.
So take some moments for yourself. I like that. That's really good advice. There you go.
I'll try to follow it.
Okay. So listen, that's going to be great next week. Exciting stuff. We're kind of freestyling right now. Jacob, what else is going on in your life?
Oh, this is you clearly not having any other topics for us to talk about. And we're only 40 minutes in.
Hey, there's topics.
Let's hear one.
All right. Well, I haven't seen Dune. I don't have a Dune popcorn bucket.
We might, maybe tonight.
Possibly tonight. Yeah. We'll see.
I was thinking about going tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, we got to see Dune. There's other movies out there.
I hear it's great.
One thing, Michael Keaton's been making the rounds, and he's been talking about Beetlejuice and talking about how phenomenal it is and how it wouldn't be worth doing unless it was good. And I guess the rumor is that the trailer is going to hit this month, could be attached to Ghostbusters. I'm feeling
that would be perfect. A Beetlejuice trailer in front of Ghostbusters would just be amazing.
That would be good.
But also, Jacob, of course he's going to talk good about it. He's the fucking star of the movie. He's not going to be like, well, maybe they shouldn't have done this one. He's not going to
like,
say that.
Michael Keaton, what do you think about the new Beetlejuice? He's like, you know, it's, well, it's not great. And yeah, I don't know. No, I'm excited about it. Listen, maybe a miracle is going to happen. It's just going to be fucking great.
I hope so. That'd be best.
And maybe they'll bring back a Beetlejuice house at Horror Nights. Cause
oh, I hope so.
We didn't talk about it, but there's been some rumors of Ghostbusters presence coming back to Universal.
Yeah.
And I personally think that Ghostbusters is great for a Horror Nights house.
I mean,
for Frozen Empire house would be unreal.
Mm-hmm. Fog machines, ice cold.
Just thinking about Ghostbusters and Beetlejuice having a presence at Universal Studios at the same time for Horror Nights, like it makes me want to cry immediately, because it's like Beetlejuice and Ghostbusters have a long history of Universal Studios and those properties interacting with each other. And you can find all these photos of Beetlejuice riding on top of the Ecto-1, and you know, they would do the show out in the street together. Mm-hmm. So that would just be amazing. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which means it probably won't happen.
Probably won't happen, mm-hmm. but it would be great. Yeah. And then like an Annabelle house would be good.
Shut up.
You know that's going to be a thing.
Nah, dude.
What Blumhouse movie gets a house?
Megan, give me Megan.
I think there might be a Megan house. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Or the Meg, or a combo.
Well, the Meg's not going to happen. The Meg
Ryan in movies?
Yeah. Hey, well,
you got mail?
I've got a couple fun topics that we could cover. We could just kind of rapid fire. We wanted to make sure we got this episode out for you guys. Kind of in line with what we're talking about, did you guys happen to see the comments yesterday from the head of Miramax on what they're doing with Halloween?
No, why don't you tell us?
Yeah, TV show or something?
Well, they are doing a Halloween TV show. Let me read this. Miramax Television in October signed a deal to develop and co-produce a Halloween TV series, which is envisioned to potentially launch a cinematic universe. I don't know why that makes me laugh. Miramax and Blumhouse collaborated on the successful recent Halloween movie trilogy. All right, we're on the fast track. It's a big priority for us. We've had a lot of exciting conversations.
But it's only a big show. Guys, first of all, was it a studio note to add the word successful in there? And then second of all, it's only a priority to fast track because this movie sucked.
The second one went straight to Peacock. So this is what he says. Mm-hmm. We're fast tracking it, talking to talented people. We'll have a good idea of what we're going to do. We're locking down the creative team. All right. This is what's interesting. Guy says, it's a big world, Helwig said of the 13-movie franchise. The most recent trilogy culminating with Halloween Ends provides a fitting conclusion to that story. So I don't think this is an opportunity to go off the back of that. We're going to go back to the franchise's origins, the foundation of the original film, the John Carpenter movie, the characters of that film, and perhaps a group of characters we haven't really focused on much in recent versions. It's a creative reset completely and going back to the original film as opposed to spinning out. So it sounds like they're going to do that thing where they're like, it's a TV series and it's Michael Myers and it takes place during the first movie. It's like, didn't they just actually do that? Isn't that part of what they just did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Abby, any thoughts? Do you care about this Michael Myers anymore?
No. I was really, really unhappy with the last two installments, especially with like the sewer dwelling Michael Myers makeout scenes that we saw in that movie. And honestly, if it's an origin story or if it's exploring some like side component, it's played out, and I have no excitement for that.
Okay. There you go.
There you are.
And we know that there's going to be a they've already announced a Crystal Lake prequel series for Friday the 13th. I think the most exciting prospect of any of these is Mike Flanagan really wants to do Nightmare on Elm Street. And to me, that's interesting.
Absolutely. That totally grabs my attention. I love his stuff. I love that he loves Stephen King. I love Fall of the House of Usher, and I would love to see that.
Hey, you know what? I've been meaning to do this for almost a year, but this just reminded me, speaking of Mike Flanagan, we have never revealed this story. Jacob, on our way to London at the airport, we've never talked about this.
We have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I totally forgot. Good timing. Right.
Me and Abby go off to get a snack. Mm-hmm. We come back, and Jacob looks at me and goes, hey, so guess who I just talked to? And I'm like, who? And he's like, I just fucking talked to Henry Thomas. I was like, Henry Thomas, Elliot from E.T. is in my Baltimore airport right now.
Yeah.
So Jacob, share the story. I think it's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, you just told it for me. We were just hanging out at the airport, and you guys walked to do, we always like have our little routines of, you know, hitting the store and the bathroom and stuff. And so I was sitting there watching everybody's luggage, and I just saw Henry Thomas walk by. He just walked, and I was like, what the fuck? And like, mm-hmm. I feel like it wasn't that long. I don't remember when it was when we all got pictures with him at a convention, maybe a
couple years ago. Yeah.
Probably a couple years ago. Yeah. But, but I mean, I'm a fan of Henry Thomas. He's done some Stephen King stuff, and he played Jack Torrance in Dr. Sleep, which is, I think, a top tier Stephen King film. And usually I wouldn't want to bother anybody. And also usually I don't want to talk to anybody, and it doesn't matter. Like, I usually make Greg go talk to people, but you guys were gone, and he walked by, and I just abandoned all of our luggage, which is something you're not supposed to do in an airport. And I just,
yeah, they make announcements about that.
Yeah, they do. They were making one at the time, and I was like, no. And I just walked up to him, and I was like, hey, man, I just, you know, wanted to say I'm a fan, and I just saw you. I just wanted to say hi or whatever. But then he asked me where I was going, and and I was like, well, going to London. And I also like told him what we were going to do, because I wanted to sound like we were kind of, I was like, well, we're comrades, going to do some work on Ghostbusters, you know? Yeah. And he was like, impressed by that. He was like asking me questions about it, and then he was like, have you ever been to London before? And I was like, no. And he was like, all right, well, you should go eat. He was like telling me, he was like giving me you know,
some advice,
some advice on places we should try to hit up and stuff like that, which was really cool. And and that was it. And then I was like, I'm not gonna bother him. And I was like, hey, man, just wanted to, you know, run into you and say hi or whatever. So we just had like a short conversation. It felt you know, he didn't seem annoyed. It felt like respectful and nice and calm. And then I walked back and I texted you guys immediately. I was like, hey, I just talked to Henry Thomas in the fucking airport.
That's so cool, though.
Crazy. Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
And he has done really good work. Mm-hmm. I would have been like, hey, man, look, I've been always wanting to ask you this, kind of a nerdy question. So beginning of E.T., clearly single mom, Dee Wallace. She's a cool mom. All the kids are over. Everyone's having a good time. You guys are playing D&D. She kind of is uptight about you guys ordering this pizza. Who cares? cares? It's like a Friday night. Like, you know, they want pizza. Like, I've always been like, God, why is she like, why is that where she draws the line? You know,
because it costs money to feed a bunch of kids, mm-hmm. like, especially ones that aren't yours.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's what I would have asked. Abby, what would you have asked?
Oh, I was just focusing on the concept of like ordering a pizza and then having to pay, like not prepaying for it, because that's nuts. But what would I say? I would probably ask about Stephen King stuff. And ask about Dr. Sleep. Because I think that's the, when we went and saw them or him at a convention, it was like right after the release of that movie.
Yeah.
And I love that movie. Emily Lynn's in it. And
Yeah. But is she in Ghostbusters?
Supposedly. We'll find out. Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that was really cool. And honestly, just thinking back, we do have a speaking of our trip, you know, we talked about it a lot earlier. We had, when we got back, we got it all off our chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did a whole audio episode. We're gonna have to release that at some point.
Well, I don't think we can release it until the movie. I think it's got spoilers
right,
in it.
After the movie comes out, right?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go back and do another conversation here. That shouldn't be on the air, but we overshare. Abby, when we interviewed Jason Reitman, it was the morning of the premiere, mm-hmm. right? And we had already seen Afterlife 3 or 4 weeks earlier at the New York Comic Con event. He scolded us for not having done a review episode. Like, we held off on doing a review of Afterlife to avoid spoilers.
Yeah.
But I remember us doing one in the hotel room that was like
But it was very short and spoiler free. It was like, okay, we like the movie.
We kept it generic.
But, okay, but we didn't release it though.
Oh, you're right.
We didn't release that until after the movie.
Yeah. And I thought maybe it was a Patreon only or something.
So what I'm thinking is we should just review Frozen Empire, release it. Like,
let's do it immediately. Let's do it that night.
Never stops.
We'll do it while we're at dinner that night.
Yeah.
Round table. We'll tell everybody that's with us. Let us talk.
We're podcasting.
And then we'll record
kitchen.
It. And then we'll
zip
record
it.
Dude, as soon as the movie, guys, we're going to have all of our equipment. As soon as the movie's done, in the theater, podcast, in the free theater, podcast. Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, what'd you think? While everybody's walking out, Bill.
Hey, mm-hmm. another fun anecdote, and we're going to wrap up soon. Guess who was spotted walking the streets of New York City this week for the first time in 3 years? I already showed Jake, so Krampus. No, Rick Moranis.
Oh, that's who I was going to say, but I was like, I'm not going to. That's too obvious. Okay, so it was Rick Moranis. What was he doing?
He's just walking around.
I want to see the picture.
It's such a wholesome picture, I think, too. He just looks, I just miss him. I just want to see him do something that isn't Honey, I Shrunk the Kids sequel.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening.
Oh,
the pandemic killed
this. This isn't even
the Shrunk first. Dude, give us a swan song.
This isn't even the picture I saw. I didn't see this.
And I love New York sweatshirt. And that says something else.
Oh, okay, no, that was
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Still so heartwarming.
Well, he's the best.
Yeah, out and about. I love that.
Yeah.
And we were watching some Ghostbusters 2 deleted scenes last night. And Abby, I know you've seen it before, but the way you were reacting, it's like you forgot. The scene with Louis Tully and Eugene Levy is really weird.
You forget.
I'm so glad they got that.
Eugene Levy made a choice in that, and it was to do an impression of someone else that's not him, even though he's very funny on his own. And yeah, he does like a strange voice for the doctor, and it's bad.
I feel like we should,
but also
let's watch that scene real quick and review it.
Okay.
Oh boy, Lois.
Oh boy. Oh man.
Yeah, and if you, it's on.
He's like, so you're doing a character.
So he's
like trying to out Rick Moranis, because isn't he playing his cousin? He's playing Lewis's cousin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ugh, I'm kidding. Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing is like,
he's like his cartoonish cousin.
This was not in the like the original deleted scenes. Like, this is something that was released later. Yeah, it was always like rumored
within the last couple of years, I think, right?
Yeah, it was always rumored that that
Sherman,
he was.
Oh my god, I hate this.
Hey, all tell right, me, can you, tell me if you can hear it?
Yeah,
you know that. Okay, let's watch this real quick.
Ray, I just heard the news on the radio and it started.
Great, we're stuck in here. Meanwhile, out there, we're looking at shitstorm 1990.
Well, I hope nothing happens before I finish my pot.
It reminds me of a book I've been reading. It's called The End of the World.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, well, this guy says the world's going to end New Year's Eve 1990. That's tonight.
Oh, no. The world's going to end in 1997.
Who told you?
My dog.
What kind of dog you got?
French poodle.
What, are you crazy? You can't trust a poodle. They're habitual liars. The whole breed. You can't trust any of them.
They can't help themselves.
No chance of busting out of here.
Okay, real quick, before we go.
Okay,
to
but
the scene,
that stuff's great. That's great. Funny. Funny.
Yeah. I've never noticed this, guys, because I've watched this scene a lot. Pay attention to the very tiny woman brushing her hair.
Oh, we, I, yes.
We're stuck in here.
Did you see this,
Meanwhile,
Jake?
While out yes. there, we're looking at shitstorm 1990.
Look at it.
Well, I hope nothing happens before I.
You see her?
Yeah.
Book I've been reading. It's called The End of the
Watch
World.
When it cuts to this next part.
This guy says the world's going to end New Year's Eve 1990. That's.
I've never noticed her.
No.
This is so funny.
The world's going to
just
end
look
in
at her.
1997.
Tell the containment unit someone new to track down.
Kind of talking.
Okay, so yeah, she's just brushing her hair, dude.
It's also really funny that Winston is reading the book of the guy from the opening of the movie.
Yeah, like, I've been reading this book on the end of the world.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All that stuff's great. Okay, well, here we go.
Come on, Sherm, you gotta do this for me. I'm begging you. You're my cousin.
Are you out of your gourd? I can lose my job, Lewis. I can't do it. It's unethical. I don't want to lose my license.
Okay, just release him. You're a doctor.
I'm a dermatologist. I can't write orders on a psych ward.
Would you do it for me as a personal favor, as a family member? I've done so many favors for you, Sherman.
Oh. Yeah, right. Like that tax shelter thing? Underground golf?
What about Diane Troxler? I went and fixed you up with her and she put out right away. I didn't have to do that.
Yeah, I had to give her free dermabrasion for a year. Look, forget it, Lewis. I can't do it. I can get in lots of trouble.
We're going to be in real big trouble if we don't move fast. That ghost guy came in and took that little baby away. It was just a scared little baby.
Then go to the police, Lewis. Because I don't believe in any of this.
So, listen, sometimes it's good when things get cut for movies.
Yeah, best thing about that scene was that bottle of ketchup.
There's some rough, I know it wasn't edited and it would have probably been cut down, but even Rick Moranis, it just doesn't work, mm-hmm. right? Or
it's like you don't need two Lewis Tullys. You have Lewis Tully. Why introduce a second Lewis Tully? It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
We should start ending every episode by reviewing an old deleted scene from Ghostbusters 2.
We should.
That was really fun.
Yeah. It was fun, yeah.
But you're right. The first part is great with the guys. Like they're very. And Bill Murray's obviously hilarious. Mm-hmm. And they're habitual liars. The whole breed. all right. Well, hopefully when the Frozen Empire DVD comes out, there's more deleted scenes than the Afterlife DVD because there's only one on there. You know that there's more on the cutting room floor in these movies.
Yeah.
Hashtag release the deleted scenes from Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Yeah.
Start it now.
That's quite a long hashtag.
Let's just go ahead and start it now. We'll think about shortening that. But
yeah. Final thoughts, Jacob Walsh.
No, I'm just I'm ready to go. You know, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to get back into New York. I like that. It's going to be a little cool. It's literally, I know, Craig, you love going to New York and I do, too. I know we all do. And it's the best when it's cool out and we're going to, you know, we're going to get to dress nice. We're going to get to show off a little bit and be YHS and be the cool
cheap
kids.
Sunglasses I just put
and
on.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, I found your other ones. So.
Thank you.
Greg's got two pairs. Sorry, Jacob. I didn't mean to cover over what you were saying.
No, you're good. I was done.
Okay, cool.
I was done.
Abigail?
Cool man. 8 years of podcasting. And that's what I'm going to keep thinking about when I'm on that carpet and when I'm watching the movie. And hanging out with my friends, I'm going to be celebrating that because it's an achievement and it's awesome. And I'm just so thrilled because I finally got the playlist done for the party. So I'm psyched about that. And I was outsourcing some of my selection from friends and family. And I'm really, really excited for that party. It's going to be incredible. I haven't really even let my mind wander about like what all's going to happen. It's just going to be spur of the moment and exciting and awesome. And then next night, I'll never forget. And then the work continues, like we already said. It's never done.
We're I'm already planning.
Reviewing and interviewing, et cetera.
We're going to do an out-of-the-theater reaction video. It'll be up on YouTube as soon as we see the movie. It'll be our first thoughts. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome. Hey, yeah. Shout out to the Three Rivers Ghostbusters who sent us some patches in the mail. I meant to show these off the other day.
Cool.
But we appreciate that little gift from, I think, Three Rivers. I think, where is that? Is that Pennsylvania? Did Jess send these?
Who's no clue. Never heard of it.
Three Rivers is... I can't figure it out. Well, thank you to them for sending out those patches. Yeah, super excited about New York. Super excited to get out there, see the movie. And then when we get back, we're going to see the movie like 10 more times.
Yep.
We're going to talk about it nonstop.
Yep.
And then I'm taking a fucking break. I'm exhausted. And by that, it means just, I don't know. We'll just keep doing everything the same as we always do.
Then I'll finally see Dune. Yeah.
Then we'll see Dune. And then we'll see Twisters.
And then Godzilla comes out like 2 weeks after, I think.
Frozen Empire.
Wow.
New Empire. Or 1 week. It might be 1 week.
Wow. Yeah, we haven't even talked about Poor Things, which we've all seen now. So at some point.
Yeah, the Oscars are tomorrow night. Hope Emma Stone brings home the gold.
Blood. Blood.
Hey, I'm gonna watch more Willem Dafoe movies. He's great.
He's great.
Yeah. He's a great character. Great makeup and special effects there.
Yeah. Listen, for Abigail Gardner and Jacob Walsh, my name is Craig Goldberg. Thank you for joining us for another episode of YHS Podcast. We will see you in New York City for the world premiere of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Truly a wonderful time to be a Ghostbusters fan. We hope you guys have a wonderful week, and we will see you out there. Mm-hmm. See you out in the field.
Okay.
Okay.
I need
good a job.
Yeah. See you out there on the field.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Yes, have some.
Oh, Jacob.
Yes, Craig.
You know how you always say we're doing too much and we need to scale back?
I absolutely do.
Well, it's not going to happen. In fact, we're going to do more.
Oh, my God.
But that's okay, because what I'm talking about right now is the YHS Patreon community, where you can unlock over 5 years of bonus audio content. Now, that sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's enough.
Every month, if you are part of the YHS Patreon, which you can sign up for at patreon.com/yeshavesome, for as little as $5 a month, you can be part of the YHS Discord, which is exclusive to Patreon. And we do bonus audio episodes every month. And Jacob, we got a new Ghostbusters movie this year.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about. There's things that we really can't always talk about on the main feed, but we like to give a little behind the scenes insight to our Patreon folks.
Sure. It's a really fun community over there, and it's really fun to throw some teases in there, some early videos or content that might not make its way on the main feed. There's also an Instagram. I don't even know if you mentioned the Instagram. There's a
Patreon Instagram.
Exclusive Instagram. It is just like I said, we're really doing a lot. And honestly, YHS is our favorite thing. It's what we all want to be doing full time. And Patreon is really what helps us out the most.
Absolutely. So like I said, patreon.com/yeshavesome. For as little as $5 a month, you can get access. And there are a couple different tiers, including the top tier, which is a merch tier, where 4 times a year you get an exclusive piece of YHS merch. And right now we're working on the one that's going to launch spring, summer. And I don't want to sell you guys on it too hard, but it's going to be good. You're going to be upset if you don't have this. So thank you for the continued support of YHS over the last 8 years. And if you want to give a little bit and it goes directly to us and supports all this madness that we participate in, it's patreon.com/yeshavesome.